Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 4th. From Capitol coverage, it's election day in Denver, and residents will soon be spared from a flurry of negative campaign ads as the city's mayoral race comes to an end. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Voters are deciding whether to give Michael Hancock a third and final term or take a different direction with Jamie Gillis, an urban planner who says she can do a better job of managing the city's growth. While personal attacks have dominated the headlines, the winner of the runoff election will have to focus on big issues, from affordable housing to addressing homelessness. Hancock has campaigned on continuing an urban camping ban. Gillis calls it a failed policy. Voters are also deciding whether the city needs approval from residents to spend public money on a bid for the Olympic Games. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado has the fifth best economy of any state in the country. That's according to a new study by personal finance website WalletHub. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The study ranked state economies from best to worst, looking at 30 different indicators ranging from GDP growth to startup activity. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst with WalletHub. She says Colorado did well in terms of overall economic health.
It has the third most startup activity out of any other state. That's obviously something that shows signs of growth. That's one thing that we looked at. And then just in terms of low un- and underemployment rates,
four of the top five states are in the West. Washington claimed the top spot, followed by Utah, Massachusetts, and California. Alaska placed last. Gonzalez says the study shows growth in the U.S. economy is not being felt equally across the country. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Here on the regional newscast this past month, we've been covering the events in Hinsdale County. A record avalanche season pounded the Lake City area over the winter, and a state of emergency has existed for the past month due to flood danger. To get an update and to provide an historical perspective, KVNF's Laura Palmisano interviewed lifelong Hinsdale County resident Grant Houston. He is the longtime editor of the Lake City Silver World and is part of the Hinsdale County Historical Society, which operates the well-known Hinsdale County Museum.
Grant, this past winter was extraordinary for Lake City in the amount of avalanches that happened. Have you ever seen anything like this in your time in this community?
The past winter was an epic winter in terms of avalanches. We had heavy snow that started out light and grew heavy, especially heavy during the month of March. That was an unstable base with a heavy top on it that was especially prone to avalanches. By the teens, we had many, many avalanches of mammoth proportions, both on Henson Creek and the upper Lake Fork above Lake City, that came traveling down the mountains, creating new channels, and in some cases with such intensity that it tore down to the earth, removing every single bit of vegetation, shrubs, plants, and especially the trees that were on either side of these snow slide avalanche routes.
Sheriff Justin Casey's home got wiped out. Have you seen that kind of destruction with an avalanche before in Lake City?
Destructive and fatal avalanches have occurred on occasion in Lake City. This past winter, the winter of 2019 was especially severe, however, and we haven't seen that sort of activity. We've had deaths from avalanches in the past and destruction. The Justin Casey slide came down off of Sunshine Mountain, which is a 14,000-foot peak, and totally blew that house apart and buried both house and occupants in the snow. Miraculously, Sheriff Casey and his two teenage daughters survived that. And I have to emphasize miraculous that three people could survive the intensity of a snowslide that includes not only great velocity, but debris, building materials, rocks, trees. It's not just soft, fluffy snow that came down. This was intense, that hardened like concrete once it's solidified.
And please stay tuned to KVNF's Local Motion, airing tonight at 6 p.m. We'll have the rest of Laura Palmisano's interview with Grant Houston, as well as take a look at the current situation in Lake City. That's tonight on Local Motion on KVNF at 6 p.m. And finally today, a city on the Western Slope has become the 7th city in the country and 2nd in the state to be 100% powered by renewable energy. According to the Denver Post, the city of Glenwood Springs signed a contract with the Municipal Energy Agency of Nebraska, or MEAN, last week that will guarantee a 100% transition to renewable power. Every home, business, and street light in the resort city of almost 10,000 people will be fully powered by energy from wind and hydroelectric resources. Glenwood's renewable energy will primarily be generated by wind power from MEAN's stations on the Eastern Plains. Western Area Power Administration will supply a shade under 7% of the power from hydroelectric power. Aspen was the first Colorado city to have its electricity be solely from renewables. That city's mix is roughly 50% wind, 45% hydropower, and 5% from solar and landfill gas. The goal of Glenwood Springs was to use 100% renewable energy without raising the rates. The cost of wholesale energy to the city will be lowered by $500,000 per year. The site of last week's contract signing, Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, is one of the first theme parks in the country to use 100% renewable energy to power its 12 rides and a new gondola. The caverns aren't just for tourists. There are organisms that live deep inside the caves that are an essential part of the environment. The site has airtight doors and is a constant 52 degrees Fahrenheit with 90% humidity. Computers monitor those levels every 20 minutes to ensure that an environment that houses pseudoscorpions, springtail insects, and millipedes is well maintained. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, June 4th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.